This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 18. Experience. Our reading comes from Colossians chapter 1. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and give joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Is there a car or truck you would love to own, but probably can't for one reason or another? Some years ago, I thought it would be wonderful to have a Hummer H3. It wasn't practical or fuel efficient, of course, but I was intrigued by it. I talked about it a lot, saying that if I was independently wealthy and not creation conscious, I would probably own one. Whenever I saw an H3 on the road, I would dream. Then one day, a generous friend who owned a dealership treated me with a chance to drive an H3. He knew it had been a rough week for me, and when I came home that day, an H3 sat in front of my house with a set of keys in it. He said, "No off-roading, but enjoy." Wow! The experience was more than I had imagined. Parking was a little tricky, but just driving that vehicle was an amazing experience. It was no longer just an academic look at an H3. Paul wants us to realize that knowing about God is not the same as experiencing God and all of His fullness. This passage is a part of Scripture that I have prayed over my children and grandchildren. Like Paul, I want them to enjoy the full experience of all that God has given. God has offered each of us the chance to adventure with Him, assuring us of the full life He has in store for us. Are you ready for a test drive? Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for loving us so much that you offer us life full and free. Help us to trust you enough to live into far more than just knowing about you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.